Heading, laboring for the middle class, subheading, a group more easily reached. Then there is another class more easily reached. Many of them are more worthy than the wealthiest, for those who are rich have not all obtained their riches by the strictest principles of integrity. There are those who would not sacrifice principle or strict honesty to possess any amount of means. This is the class that, if the truth were presented to them in wisdom, would receive it and be reliable workers together with God. The laborer, through the wisdom given of God, will work in such a way as to draw these parties together in Christ Jesus. Manuscript 66, 1894. Subheading, how can we reach them? And how can we reach the common people? Christ tried to work with the highest dignitaries of the nation, but they would not receive him because he told them the truth. They had exalted ideas of their own piety. They would not be instructed. They thought their work was to instruct others, not to be instructed themselves. But of the poor, the scriptures testify, the common people heard him gladly. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word, great was the company of those that published it. Manuscript 125, 1897. Subheading, Christ met their minds. We may do much in a short time if we will work as Christ worked. We may reflect with profit upon his manner of teaching. He sought to meet the minds of the common people. His style was plain, simple, comprehensive. He took as illustrations from the scenes with which his hearers were most familiar. By the things of nature, he illustrated truths of eternal importance, thus connecting heaven and earth. Manuscript 24, 1903. Subheading, Study Christ's Simplicity. The Savior came to preach the gospel to the poor. In his teaching, he used the simplest terms and the plainest symbols, and it is said that the common people heard him gladly. Those who are seeking to do his will for this time need a deeper insight into the lessons he has given. Ministry of Healing, page 443, 1905. Subheading, Lord's People, Mainly Common People. The Lord's people are mainly made up of the poor of this world, the common people. Not many wise, not many mighty, not many noble to call. God hath chosen the poor of this world. The poor have the gospel preached to them. The wealthy are called, in one sense. They are invited, but they do not accept the invitation. But in these wicked cities the Lord has many who are humble and yet trustful. Manuscript 17, 1898. Subheading, If God's Light is Cherished. There is no caste with God. He ignores everything of the kind. All souls are of value with him. Laboring for the salvation of the soul is employment worthy of the highest honor. It matters not what may be the form of our labor or among what class, whether high or low. In God's sight, these distinctions will not affect its true worth. The sincere, earnest, contrite soul, however ignorant, is precious in the sight of the Lord. He places his own signet upon men, judging not by their rank, not by their wealth, not by their intellectual greatness, but by their oneness with Christ. The unlearned, the outcast, the slave, if he has made the most of his opportunities and privileges, if he has cherished the light given him of God, has done all that is required. The world may call him ignorant, but God calls him wise and good, and thus his name stands registered in the books of heaven. God will fit him up to do him honor, not only in heaven, but on earth. Gospel Workers, page 332, 1915.